Joey Belladonna from Anthrax sounds spot on like Steve Perry. It's amazing. Joey's on the phone now. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Good. Good. Thanks for coming on. How did you make jump from Anthrax to a Journey tribute band?
Well, I've always liked classic rock in general, but I've been a Journey fan since they formed their band originally without Steve. I've always liked the music, and I've always wanted to do once Infinity came out and all the records with Steve. I was, on board with that kind of vocal and that style of melodic music. So, and I've always thought maybe it would be nice to be able to do a night of that kind of music, whether I did it in a band, years back with maybe 2-3 songs, 4 songs in a night. But now I thought it'd be nice to do a whole night of it, of course, and find the right band, which I did out of Nashville. These guys are amazing. And here we go, and I just like singing that kind of music, and I like the music from Journey in general, the whole repertoire that they have.
So this band that you got, did they already have a singer?
No.
Okay.
I met the keyboard player on a cruise. I asked him if he wanted to do, an evening of us just acoustic-wise with piano and me, and we would do the whole thing. And I asked him if he would be interested in doing a whole Journey band. And he goes, yeah, I got guys right now if you want to put one together. And we've been together for, for a couple of 3 years now. And we haven't done many shows yet. We've only actually done 8, and we're on a roll now, picking up doing stuff now. And they've been together. Those guys have known each other for a while. So
you're coming to Jameson Pub in Watertown with Beyond Frontiers Thursday.
That's right.
Man.
We'll be there.
Very lucky.
Yeah, it's cool. We're very excited. We just came back from Michigan doing some shows, and I'll head down to Connecticut and New Bedford on Friday.
Now, did anyone in Anthrax say, Joey, what are you doing? It's going to make us, kind of waters down our brand here.
I couldn't think of it that way. I mean, right. No one really told me to do anything. I put it this way. I've been in that band for a long time, and I think they've been doing their own thing with whatever, however they wanted to do it. So, I mean, I just never been in a situation where I felt like it was watering down anything.
Yeah.
For me,
I meant that kind of like a joke, because it's just so different. It's so different. Yeah.
But it can lead to that. It really can lead to that because some people are very hostile about a certain style of music, which for me, it's like if you were on a bus with us late at night and somebody threw on something, you'd be like, you guys are listening to that. It's like, well, we do have kind of different genres that we like to listen to or maybe even sing.
You mean the band with Anthrax, so like you guys would be in between gigs on the bus and like Barry Manilow comes on and you're all singing Can't Smile Without You.
Yeah, well, maybe not that drastic, but there could be some stuff on it. Huey Lewis or something.
There you go. Okay, cool.
Cars or whatever. It's not like, oh my God, you can't cross that line because you guys are gonna, make us feel bad. It's like, no, it's believe me, I've seen it years ago, and it's like, wow, you guys are okay with that, Madonna, but I'm not okay with the Journey. I don't know.
You guys need to cover Huey Lewis, though. I want a new drug from you guys. I want to hear that.
Hell yes.
I have a thing by myself. I do call it Joey's Jukebox, and I have like 750 songs I put together in the last 2 years. I can do like 2 hours of Steely Dan or Toto or whatever. I can do. I love doing all that stuff. I mean, Journey is just one phase of it all, but I could definitely go deep.
Joey's Jukebox. Is this you having recorded these cover songs?
Yeah, I had people do a bunch of recordings for me, and I've done a lot of the vocals and some pieces in it. But a lot of people did a lot of the other recordings
itself. So can you look that up? I want to hear it. Yeah. We're going to see.
There's only a couple of clips on there. I think there's a Van Halen, a Jethro Tull, and a Dio. And I got to put more clips up and stuff, but I haven't.
I see
only
Aqualung.
Done a couple of corporate. Yeah. I did a couple of corporate parties. I got one coming up in December. I did MGM in Springfield, Mass.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was good.
What do you charge for that? You want to play my birthday party?
That's right. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Awesome.
I can do it. I can do it.
What does something like that cost?
It depends, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, if I'm flying to the Netherlands and I'm doing something, you know, there's some flights involved. But I went to the Springfield. I mean, not that I want to get into finances on the phone.
But you'll pick up some gigs right now.
Oh, I definitely. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a blast because I can go so deep into music that, I mean, like, I've got so many deep cuts. Like, a lot of it's like from a lot of the band's records that I would never ever play in a band ever in my life, you know. It's so much fun.
You know, it's something is Joey Belladonna's on from Anthrax. He's in a band that's a Journey tribute band, and they're playing the Jameson Pub in Watertown on Thursday. The band's called Beyond Frontiers. It's when you talk to any individual and ask them what kind of music they listen to, everyone has basically the same answer. That is, I like everything. And it's weird when, you know, a band like you are a lead singer of a hard rock band, really hard. When we hear like, oh, you're doing Journey. Wow, that's a big jump. But it's really not when you think about musical taste. It's still under the same umbrella of rock. And you need a great voice to sing Anthrax, and you need a great voice to sing Journey.
Well, I guess that sums it up in some intelligent way. I get that. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, you know, other than the ballads and stuff, you know what's funny? You mentioned Anthrax and Journey. We actually covered a song on an EP called Anthems. We did Keep On Running.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So there was really already great. That link. My guess is that was your suggestion.
Well, I think Charlie, I was saying, I go, we ought to do some Journey. He goes, you want to do it? Oh, let's do it. And like, it was that quick.
That's
and
cool.
Then we ended up putting a Boston song and a Rush song and a Thin Lizzy and an AC/DC. And
oh, you doing Rush has got to be real good. Oh, you have it, Phil?
That's the one that I have, yeah.
Oh, let's take a listen. Wow. Wow, you almost sound more Getty than Getty. Wow.
I could do so much Rush in that. I mean, that's the thing with that thing I do. I can pull out so much music that I never did in any bands. A lot of times it was only a couple sprinkles of each band. This one I can literally lay onto a band for quite some time in a night.
And it's got to be like a nice break for you to just do something different. Because, you know, like if I worked at a pizza place and I'm going out to dinner, I probably wouldn't want to go to the pizza place I work at. Yeah. You want something different.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is something different. Obviously, even the way we travel, it's a whole other band. You know, the whole system is different, you know, in a lot of ways.
What do you mean? Just the budget of you guys traveling is a lot different than like an Anthrax budget.
Yep, there's all that, you know. And at the same time, it's like old days where we come in and put the stuff up and take it down.
You're bringing your own stuff in. Well, you're the singer, so it's a microphone, and so not too bad.
Well, even with this, we don't bring too much in, but we're, you know, we come in and participate, put stuff up, and sound check, immense sound check, which I don't even do with Anthrax. We hardly ever sound check. We, you know, the crew will just get a line check, and we'll come up till time of show. Barely we ever saw this one. I mean, we do a long sound check. It's fun. You know, it's good to dial things in.
Oh, that's cool. It's got to be like just going right back to your roots. Like, this is how it was.
Really is.
This is what I loved about it. We'd come on and, you know.
Plug it and play.
It's all hands on, you know. It's
quite a different demographic crowd, too. I mean, I'll look out and I could probably... No, that one's not ever coming to Anthrax. No, no, and no.
Right.
No. You know what I mean? It's just like there's like them, then there's curiosity. There's people that would just like want to see if it's even for real, you know. But there's all kinds, but there is a lot of people that probably wouldn't come to an Anthrax show that want to hear different music, which is a nice thing, too, you know.
Now, you've probably have crossed paths with Steve Perry throughout your career. Have you?
He's come to one show. It was Judas Priest, Rob Zombie, and Anthrax, and he was there.
Whoa.
So I've talked to him in Rob Zombie's dressing room. Took some pictures, and we talked a bit. I mean, I've been around Neil a lot, Jonathan, Ross, Dean, and many different shows. Soundcheck with the crew, had dinner with Neil and Dean. And, you know, we've had plenty of run-ins together, but nothing with them in particular.
Right.
Other than that. That was funny for me. In most cases, you know, usually don't hang with and be in a room with these guys and just shoot the hoot, if you know.
Yeah, yeah. Joey Belladonna is on, lead singer Anthrax, lead singer of Beyond Frontiers. Beyond Frontiers playing at the Jameson Pub in Watertown on Thursday. That's going to be a sellout.
Yeah.
How the hell did they get you guys?
I hope so. It'll be nice.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see people come out and enjoy some good night music, you know? Well, that's half the battle right there. That's the fun part for all of us, you know, just being out and doing it.
I'm guessing you put a playlist together that's a set list that's all hits, right?
Yeah, you know, I know there's like four. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other night when we finished. He goes, yeah, you did a couple of songs. You know, some people aren't really like deep into Journey, say. So hit them with some other deeper cuts, which could say would be a second hit playlist if they, you know, when they put their double hits out after they did the first hit record layout, you know, the greatest hits, if you call me, the greatest hits two. But I mean, I didn't go too deep, but I mean, I want to, but I didn't think after doing a 90-minute set and then trying to kind of push it too far right away, I don't want to lose someone, you know.
Yeah.
As
fans
like
are out there to probably see the hits.
Yeah.
Do you do anything from Raison Radio?
Yeah, we do three from that album.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
There you go.
And see, like someone else may go, geez, he did a lot from that album. It's like, no, not really.
It's a great album.
We do more off that album. Yeah, it's a great album. I love that album. Trial by Fire, we haven't done anything off that, but that was their last one with Steve, and I dig that album, too. I like to dig some off that, but there's some more off Frontiers, some off Escape, and Infinity, too. I haven't dig real too deep into that album, but I love that album.
You ever ask them why, what was their infatuation with one-word album titles?
You know, I haven't thought about that. No, I have not asked them that, that's for sure. But I haven't thought about it until you said it, yeah.
Yeah, it's all a lot of... I think they hold the record for longest run of one-name albums.
One name. So what are we considering? Raised on Radio?
No, that's where it ended.
Okay, all right.
Good catch.
Escape, Infinity.
Yeah.
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 Evolution.
Right, exactly. It's just all one word. Is there a Steve Perry Journey song that you say, oh, damn, I hope I hit that tonight. You know, I hope I hit that note in that song tonight, because you seem like your range, like you're in a comfortable place when you're singing Steve Perry.
Yeah, it's not so much notes. It's just every song of, you know, the whole flow of the nuances of each tune, whether you go from Open Arms to Separate Ways, you know, there's two different kinds of deliveries and or whatever. Every song has a certain delivery. It's not so much they're hard to sing. I mean, they're hard to sing if, in general, you know, you just don't whip them out. But I mean, they get
99% of the planet wouldn't be able to do it.
Definitely not. Yeah. Not even.
No, you're
close.
In that 1%.
Yeah.
But you're saying delivery. It's the delivery.
Yeah. It's just, you know, getting every swing and turn on it. But I also like to have a little bit of my own thing there without really, you know, pulling it apart. You know, I know some people want to do their own thing and stuff, which I still sound like myself doing it anyhow. So I don't really, you know, I'm not trying to foul the bouncing ball, if you may say. And
right.
And also, we don't really, no one's like dressing. I know some like a tribute bands, maybe everybody carry out, they're carrying out the whole uniform, the amps, the whole everything that goes with it. I mean, I'm sure if you're at a Kiss and Queen and Pink Floyd, you have to have the lights and the makeup and all that stuff. But Journey, I never really had any kind of dress code for that matter either. So.
See, you're in a different league too, because you're an internationally known artist. It would be weird if it was like, I'm going to dress and kind of look like Steve Perry, you know, because it's like, it's the freaking dude from Anthrax. Like, this is the dude. It's who we want you to be you. Singing Journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't own anything that, I mean, I may have to dig deep into maybe one of the cover bands that had, like, you know, in 1982 or 3, that maybe you can get a dig a shirt out that might kind of come close to one of the nights that they had back
right.
in the day.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be weird if you walked out with, like, some button-down shirt, unbuttoned but tied, so, like, your midriff is showing?
Like, yeah, I don't know. Infinity, and Steve did dress. He had the black pants. He had the vest with the white shirt, you know, without the tie.
Right.
I mean, I could probably dig up something like that, but, you know, then I'd be like, why am I wearing this? You know, I don't need it.
Right. Well, we're going to
find some Nike sneak somewhere with the white, with the red stripe.
Exactly.
There
See,
you go.
You know the look.
Yeah. He's researched it. I could tell.
Yeah. Well, he's a fan.
I've actually seen them live plenty of times. I've seen it up close.
Yeah, I saw him on the Raised on Radio tour. That was a great. That was when they had Randy Jackson from American Idol playing bass.
Yeah. Oh, really. Then Bird on drums. Yeah.
Yeah.
A different lineup.
Yeah. That was a good tour. Beyond Frontiers doing a Journey at the Jameson Pub in Watertown Thursday night. Thank you, Joey.